The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Morning, John.
Good morning. After a wild night with Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond. Yeah, last night.
Otto was at the Madison Square Garden.
To get on the stage.
And to sing what? Which you'll be singing later in the show.
Sweet Caroline. great show, by the way.
I would imagine it would be, really. Some of those guys really never end.
He's 75 now, and he still sounds like he was in his 30s.
It's amazing.
Really good.
We're getting back to Project Independence. Excuse me. Project Independence is the Town of North Hempstead's initiative to help seniors age in place. And the most important number that we give out every week is 311. If you have any questions, if you need any help, you call 311 because there's transportation for medical visits, for shopping. Every day there's a program someplace in the town for exercise, for mental awareness, for you name it. Otto, I know, is one of the members of the advisory, so he knows all the different stuff. And the importance is we partner with everybody. One of our partners is with us today, and that's the Hillside Library. And we have the adult program coordinator with us, who is Suzanne Mulchan.
Thank you.
She's going to review some of the programs there. Another thing that goes on is North Hempstead and the Project Independence will do programs at Hillside, but then Hillside does their own programs and invites everybody to join them. Mm-hmm. So good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, John. Thank you all for inviting me here this
morning. No, thank you very much for coming.
My pleasure.
How did Hillside get involved with Project Independence?
You know, I was thinking the other day, and it's quite interesting. At the time that Project Independence was starting, I got a phone call, and I was asked if we could provide a room to have a meeting. And at that time, we were at the old Manor Oak School, and we had no facilities, really, for daytime programs. And we used to have to actually drive over to Tully Park to do our book discussions, to do day programs. I was able to work it so that we could include Project Independence representatives in one of our meetings there. And I was so excited because, as a former caregiver myself to my parents, and as part of my job, seeing what the need was in the community, the thought that something would be available to people in New Hyde Park was really very, very exciting to me because I could see the need for it. So we got, I'm trying to remember who came down. I don't think it was Evelyn Roth. It was someone before.
Madge Kaplan.
That's right. And one of the younger women who was helping with the program. And they came down and told everybody what was going to happen. And people were so excited about it. And the reason that they contacted us was because we were in that New Hyde Park was chosen, and the library was right in the center of that catchment area of where the most seniors lived, according to the census reports, I believe.
Right.
So we were right in the middle of everything, and they thought that was the perfect place to introduce the program.
Yeah, I remember I was involved right at the beginning as well, and there were, they still have meetings at the new library in the summertime sometimes when there's other facilities are not available. But there was always a partnership. It's not a that I think is the thing about Project Independence. This is not a competition about who can give the best programs. It's a matter of taking advantage of what everybody has to offer, and work together on it. And I think it's a success. It works.
Yeah, putting it together. That's true. You're putting together a nice package, and coordinating it so that different things are at different locations, and it's accessible.
That's right. And you know what's important to remember, too? We're one library out of 53 in Nassau County. And you have to remember, too, that there are four school districts just in New Hyde Park. And, of course, now Project Independence encompasses all of the towns in North Hempstead. And people can go to every library. They don't just have to go to the one that issued them their library card. They can go to any library in Nassau County for programs. So this is a whole world that's open to people. Their library card is like a passport to all of the libraries in Nassau County. And you have accessibility throughout the whole area. So people should really take advantage of the services that they can get from all of the libraries.
The library is not like it was when I was a kid when you walked in and you had to go to the card file.
and be quiet.
Well, I was a kid. He's looking at me like I wasn't a kid. No, but I mean, you went, and there was only one reason you went there, to get a book.
Right, exactly.
And that was it. And you weren't allowed to talk while you were there, so it was a very, an area you really didn't, if you weren't a student such as myself, you probably didn't go to the library that often back in those days until you had to do a book report.
Right, and actually, libraries were very small.
Oh, they were.
I mean, there were a few tables and a few chairs.
That's
but basically,
right.
You went in to rows of books and you walked out the other end.
That's right, because I got my first card when I was 6 years old, and I could read before I went to school. So when my mother took me to the library and I got that card, the first day I walked out with 6 books. Because you were allowed. That was all you were allowed. Now you can take out a lot more. And we're trying to encourage that because people are not reading, or they're reading in different ways. You know, they're reading online and they're downloading ebooks, but they're not taking out as many books as we would really like to see them take out. So this is something that we're trying to encourage. And as a matter of fact, this month, if they take out a book on gardening, they get a free packet of seeds. And over the summer, if you sign up, if you take out 3 library books, and you're one of our exercise class enthusiasts, you're going to get a free series of exercise classes in the fall. And I said to them, you know, it's really not that hard. We're not asking you to read them. We're just asking you to take them out. Okay?
Out to the parking
so
lot,
there we
sit
go.
For 5 minutes and bring them back.
Bring
and
them
get
back.
An exercise
get
class.
Another one. That's it. Yes. And you get not just one, but you get 9 classes. So that's worth $31.50 because that's what you would pay for 9 classes.
That's tremendous,
okay,
actually.
So that's a good
as
idea.
As an incentive for people
yeah.
to book
read,
out.
That's right.
But there's a uniqueness right there. You go to the library for exercise classes.
Right, that's true.
Yes,
all right?
That's true.
That's not
and
a
they
book.
Have the facility for it today.
We do.
Years ago, you didn't.
We have a wonderful all-purpose room, and it's used almost constantly. Yeah.
Is there, and I think there is, but I don't remember, some sort of a website, not just for Hillside. You said there's 53 libraries in Nassau. Is
yes.
there, you know, like, to see the programs that go on in all the libraries at the same time? Is there such a thing?
No, because okay. I can't imagine, or I can't imagine the job that would be for someone to try to put all of that information together, because we have techs who put the information on for our library, and you really do have to go to each one.
Okay.
It's a great idea. It's been mentioned several times
oh, okay.
at programming committee meetings at the Nassau Library System, but it would be a monumental job. But what you can do is you can narrow the search down. If you go onto a particular library's website and you're interested in just exercise classes or book club discussions, there's usually a way to narrow the search down so that you don't have to go through everything that's on the website.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a few things that you have a list of.
Yes, I do.
Services and programs, mm-hmm. which is very, very long. And there's a lot of great stuff on here. And I had a question about, I see Ancestry.com on there.
Yes.
I think that's something that a lot of people don't connect to a library either, is the fact that you could actually go to a library and try to get some genealogy information. And I'm suspecting, do you also try to guide people? You know, in the usage of that program?
The librarians can usually help them work their way through the program. And Ancestry.com, I believe you have to come in to the library to use it from our databases. I don't think it's accessible from home, but some things are. And to carry that on a little bit more, though, there's going to be a program in July as part of our adult summer reading program. And it's called Your Ancestry and Your DNA Meet Your Family. And the woman who's doing it is going to come and explain it. And what's a little bit different about this is that we're actually going to bring our extra laptops in. And if people want to bring their own iPads or laptops, they can work along with her. So it will be a hands-on program for them to learn a little bit more about using it.
Actually, I'm going to just take a minute to give out the phone number for the library.
I wish you would.
As you're
sure.
talking about these things,
please.
People have an interest.
Yes.
It's 516-355-7850. That's 516-355-7850. Call the number. That's the main number of the library.
That's right.
And anything we're talking about today, if you want more information about it, and of
mm-hmm.
course, you can always call 311.
Yes.
But,
yes.
You know, again, I always tell everybody, the beginning of the week, you have nothing to do, and you're looking for stuff, you call
mm-hmm.
that number and say, what's going on Wednesday? You have an exercise class, or you'll have this kind of class. Thank you very much.
That's right. That's right. And people do that. We get calls sometimes, and they'll say, so what's going on today? And I'm saying, well, what are you interested in? Tell me what you want to do. Do you want a computer class? Do you want to go to a lecture? Next week we have a local history librarian who's going to come and talk about, he's calling it Hicksville and the Great War, but it really refers to any town, USA, because it's how World War I affected many of the small towns, especially on Long Island. And he's going to be talking about that. And he's also going to be heading up the new, or the reborn Armchair Historians Book Club, because we lost a wonderful moderator. He's a little too far away now to continue the book discussions. But we have a lot of people who are interested in history, and especially local history. And James Janis is going to be our new moderator. And also Carol Musmechi. I have two of them who are going to co-moderate the book club, so I think that that's something that people will be interested in.
Yeah, it's unbelievable how the library, we were talking before the show started, and Dan, who happens to once in a while say something, you know, good.
Oh, this is going to be rough money.
talked about the fact that how the library really has become like a community center as opposed to a library, which is what it was. And the things you're describing, we could no way go through this entire list because there's just so many things on here. But the idea to me is you guys do a great job in pulling programs together.
Well, we try. And I have to tell you that every year in February, we have to tell the state of New York what we're doing. And it becomes a monumental job because we have to also include all of those people who are sitting in the library teaching English to other people. And we don't even know. They just come and they sit there and they work through Literacy Nassau. And we're trying to keep a track, a head count, of not only the people that come to programs, but people who are sitting there tutoring and performing other functions in the library. And if I'm not mistaken, I ran over, it was 800 and something programs the last couple of years. I know that. And close to 10,000 people came in for adult programs.
You just said something.
That's not including the children's.
The people who are in the library teaching people English or whatever, they're basically like freelance. They're just kind of using the facility.
They're allowed to use our facility, but they're not really freelance. Most of them are volunteers through Literacy Nassau, and most of them are, there are many retired teachers, but also other professionals and people who are looking for something really worthwhile to do in retirement, and they get trained through Literacy Nassau. Some of them do one-on-one, and some of them do group classes. We have two classes a week with about 16 people upstairs. That's the highest group, the ones who have really gone through several years of literacy tutoring. And they get into that group. And then we have others who are there. And it's not just for speakers of other languages, but there are many native-born Americans who, for one reason or another, their education really didn't equip them, or perhaps they were dyslexic and it wasn't caught in time, or had to go to work early to support a family. And people in their 60s and 70s are getting reading lessons from them also. Native-born, you know, people who were educated here.
So, but also what I'm hearing is there's a need for volunteers.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Right. Yes, yes.
Which seniors a lot of times say they have nothing to do.
And
so they could go
sure.
to the library and say, I'd like to volunteer, and you would figure out what they might
be. We would
be
direct them to Project Independence. And, you know, while I'm thinking of it, actually, Project Independence is going to be visiting with us on July 18th because, as part of summer reading, I've included a program called A Bridge to the Newhart Park Community, and I've invited quite a few organizations to come. Our Chamber of Commerce is coming, the Lions Club, the Friends of the Library, Social Ministry from the churches.
We're going to talk about that a little bit more. We're going to go take a break now.
Sure.
Because this is going to be the July 18th one. It was significant.
Yes.
I'd like to talk about it.
Yes.
You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.